Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. He's chairman of the Senate's Judiciary Committee. That's easy for me to say, Senator. How are you?
Good morning.
There is a report out that said as many as 49 judgeships could be cut in the state of Michigan. One of those could be at the 54A District Court. This was among recommendations announced by a news conference by Michigan Supreme Court Justice Robert Young. I wanted to get your take on this.
Well, it absolutely has to be done. I have worked to make these cuts over the last 6.5 years, and we've run into a roadblock with the past governor. This time, we're going to get it done. What we have is a nonpartisan study done, and they've determined that the caseloads, there are some judges that don't need to exist anymore because of population shifts. And I suspect some of those judges were created years ago by politicians that wanted to have perks.
All right. Well, makes sense. I understand this, but I tell you what, as someone who grew up in the Detroit area and had been in and around a lot of those courtrooms, there's a backlog that's unbelievable. Would you cut there?
You know, there was very little cutting in the Wayne County area, as I recall from the study. And it did determine that some areas actually could use additional judges. For example, Macomb County has had a population surge. But those counties will have to request to get those judges because there's a huge expense to not just the state taxpayers, but local taxpayers. You know, every time you have a judge, you're not just paying the judge's salary and his benefits. You've got all his employees and the cost of the office. In fact, I have been told each judge cost state and local taxpayers $460,000 on the average.
Well, let's also talk about the appeals positions, because those would be cut too.
That's correct. The report determined that we have 4 appeals court judges that could be eliminated. For great savings, again, because of caseload.
All right, Senator, so what's next on this front?
Well, bills will be introduced to make the cuts, probably be multiple bills required, and we'll be working very hard to get those through the Senate Judiciary.
All right, let's say those get through and they make it through the House and the Senate and the governor passes them. How soon could this happen, and how does that process work, do you know?
Well, some of these judges would be eliminated immediately. There's a bill that has already gone through the Senate, and it's because there were 3 vacancies for trial court judges, and those will be eliminated immediately. Others will take a couple of years because the judges will be allowed to phase out of their term.
All right, Michigan State Senator Rick Jones on the other end of our line. Senator, thanks so much for your time.